in Ches Chinuch that we did yesterday. We were the Kovit Shirim. So what we were discussing was we're really working on the same Tosfos still. Tosfos asked the Kasha that why do I need a pasuk of so I mitzvah shazman grama, so obviously women are part from Mila. So he said Tosfos gives that their answer that Mila is not a mitzvah shazman grama because there's a starting time but there's no end time. You can't do Mila Belaila. Let's assume like the Shita that you can do Mila Belaila. If you can't do Mila Belaila, then Enochinami, our whole sugya doesn't work. Our whole sugya is only going within that one sheet in Yavamas. Okay, good. Then we saw Merach Rezerua. Merach Rezerua says, no, different possibility, that the mitzvah of Mila is not to do a Mila, the mitzvah of Mila is to have a Mila. A father's mitzvah is to be doeg that his child has a Mila, but a child's the mitzvah that we have is to have a Mila, so it's constant. So according to the Merach Rezerua, also would be not such a kasha. You'd understand very well that it's not a mitzvah shalzman grama because it would be a constant mitzvah. But then we saw the Ramban, and that's what we focused on yesterday. Both the Ramban and the Ritva, that the Minchas Chinuch was in love with this Ramban and Ritva. He used it all over the place, that mitzvah shebaguf, that's where we say that a woman is part of mitzvah shalzman grama. Dum yud de tefillin. Just like tefillin, which on Daf Lamed Daled we're going to say is the source for the notion that women are part of mitzvah shazman grama, and tefillin's mitzvah shebegufo, only a mitzvah that's on one's guf, do we apply the p'tur mitzvah shazman grama. But if it's not on the guf, then we don't apply p'tur mitzvah shazman grama. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, what does that mean, not on the guf? So we thought the Ramban must have meant that, like the Stipler thought it meant. That mitzvah that's not shebeguf means it's someone else's mitzvah primarily. That's how the Stipler understood. That the Ramban is telling you that, okay, we have this preference that when a kid is born, the father should really do it. If he doesn't do it, the Beis should do it. If they don't do it, the kid should do it. So we know it's the father's mitzvah, it's the kid's mitzvah. But whose mitzvah is it really? Is it that it's the father's mitzvah, it's just that the kid's going to substitute if the father failed? Or is it, no, it's really the kid's mitzvah, it's just that you can't ask 8-day-olds to do mitzvahs, so the father's going to do it. So the way the Stipler understood was that the Ramban is telling us that really, really, fundamentally, it's the kid's mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that the mother has to do or father has to do. It's a mitzvah of the kid. It's the kid's mitzvah. That's what he means. It's not a mitzvah shebeguf. And whenever it's not a mitzvah shebeguf, there is no p'tur of mitzvah shazman grama. That's how the Stipler was. But it was Bali Atosu understand that, no, really, fundamentally, it's the father's mitzvah. But Minchas Chinuch clearly didn't understand the Ramban that way. Minchas Chinuch understood mitzvah that's not shebeguf doesn't mean that it's someone else's mitzvah. It means that it's not a mitzvah that you do physically on yourself. It's a mitzvah that's done on something else. Not that someone else has the chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah done on something else. And that's why Minchas Chinuch says when it comes to shvisas behema, she's been mitzvah shazman grama. Shouldn't women be potter because mitzvah shazman grama? But lo matzasi b'shum rishon posik rishon o'achron. That says that a woman's father from Shizbeim because Mitzvah Shazman Grama must be based on Ramban Ritva because it's on something else. What, the Behemoth Chayiv? No, it's not that the Behemoth Chayiv, it's just that it's not on you. It's not a Mitzvah Shabbukov, it's a Mitzvah on something else. Minchas Chinuch said the same by the Mitzvah to be Shoves your field from Harisha during Shemitah. That your field should rest from Harisha, from being plowed during Shemitah. Oh, great, so sell your field to your wife and have her do it. Mitzvah Shazman Grama, right? No, it's a mitzvah on the field. Minchas Chinuch says the same when it comes to if you hold clay kufsas, chayav mitzitzis. So it's a mitzvah on the beggar. Then the chora, women would be chayav in tzitzis. So that's the, that was our discussion. That was our discussion from yesterday. All those interesting Minchas Chinuchs. Now, Rav Asher Weiss, in Minchas Asher, in Parshas Lech Lecha, quotes all of these examples. And, you know, clearly says that the Minchas Chinuch is understanding the Ramban and Ritva in this way, that it's a mitzvah that's outside of your physical body. He says, "Look, shenedayik b'divrei Ritva." But if you pay careful attention to the Ritva, and even more so to the Ramban, it does not mean to say that if it's not a mitzvah, it's totally begufan that they're going to be chayiv. Rather, he says, The Havamina is the Zadin Miuchad Bimila. That this is specifically a din by Mila that we would have thought that she's chayiv, just like there's a chayiv on the Beis Din. And he says that's why the Ramban emphasizes that. The Ramban says, what's the Havamina? He doesn't only say this idea of Shabaguf, not Shabaguf. He says, Dum Yadin, Beis Din. Lo Garami, Beis Din. She should be no worse, no different than the Beis Din. Meaning, the fact that it's on the Beis Din shows that the real mitzvah is make sure this kid gets a milah because the kid needs a milah, not because you need to do milah. The fact that Beis Din et al. Gets involved tells us that we're not concerned with whether I do the mitzvah, we're concerned that that child has a milah. Similar to the way the stipler understood that fundamentally it's about the kid. You can't say that Shemitah is fundamentally about the field or that Shvisas Behema is fundamentally about the Behema. No, it's fundamentally about the person. So that's the stipler's understanding. Rav Asher just elaborates on a little bit. Now, if you look at Rav Elchanan in Kovit Shirim and Ksuvis, you know, it's Reishon and Gimel. Did I put the right Maramakom? Reishon and Gimel? It opens up an important discussion that the poskim all have, and that is whether there is an inyan of shlichus by mila. You know, many moalim before they do the bris mila will tell the father. Sometimes they'll try to be cute about it, and they'll say, it's either going to be me or you. That guy's your mitzvah. So either you do it yourself, or you make me your shliach. And you know, the father is already so nervous and turning white. I make you my shliach. So is that a thing? Should you make a moly shliach? Should you dafka not make a moly shliach? Does Mila need shlichus? So if you look in Rav Elchanan, in Reishon and Gimel, Od kasav sham klal bedinei shlichus b'mitzvahs, digabe afrashas truma shayich shlichus, mishamda mitzvahi shetitzak inei isa. There's shlichus in afrashas truma. That's beferish in the Gemara. There's shlichus in afrashas truma because there's a mitzvah to be mesak in isa, to make it that it's no longer tevel. V'chein gabi shchitas kachim, also beferish in the Gemara, she yishchat and ishchat. You got to make sure that the animal gets shechted. Meaning, where do we have shlichus? When there is a desired result you're trying to achieve with the mitzvah, there's shlichus on such a mitzvah. I mean, it's not just I want to do the mitzvah, I want to accomplish something with this mitzvah. It's a goal-oriented mitzvah, not just a maisa that you do. For example, I take lulav, that's a maisa that I do. What am I trying to achieve? I'm trying to achieve getting the mitzvah, but like, is there any other thing you could say that I'm trying to fix, to do, to make happen? No, I just want the mitzvah. So how do I do the mitzvah? I take lulav, I eat matzah. But when I take truma, it's not just that I'm taking truma. It's that I'm fixing my tevel. So now all the rest of the produce is no longer tevel. It's now fixed. I'm sending a shlich to shech the carbon. It's not that I'm doing a maisa shechita. It's that the carbon has gotten shechted and there's now able to be azrikas hadam. It's now kosher. It's not kiddushin. I did the great act of getting married. No, that's only half the trick. Now you have to be married. So really what it's all about is being married. You're trying to create a chalos kiddushin. You now have an eshes ish. By gerushin, kviyas mezuzah, asiyas maka, all these examples. It's to have a bias that has a mezuzah, not just to do the maisa. Oh, we did the maisa, now pull the mezuzah off. No, you leave it there, because it's to have a mezuzah there. If you take it off, you're going to have to do the mitzvah again. Maka also, you put up a maka, okay, take the maka down. No, don't take it down. Got to do the mitzvah, it's got to be there. But tefillin, tzitzis, matzah, sukkah, lulav, not shaykh shlichus. Meaning, Rav Elchanan is struggling with the issue that all the Rishonim and Achronim discuss. Why is it that for certain mitzvahs you can make a shliach, other mitzvahs you can't make a shliach? So he says, any mitzvah that is a maisa-oriented mitzvah, you cannot make a shliach. Any mitzvah that is a goal-oriented mitzvah, you can make a shliach. So says Rav Elchanan, shnei mini mitzvahs. There are two types of mitzvahs. Hecha de ikur hamitzvah he totsa'as hamaisa ubizah shaykh shlichus goal oriented and beis hecha da'asiyah ba'atzma he guf hamitzvah where the whole mitzvah is just the maisa lo mani shlichus their shlichus does not work. Then he takes a little twist. He says ulfizah gam ba'avera yesh lecha lekein. Maybe we could make the same chiluk when it comes to averas. Dilo itzrich kralamute dein shleich the dvar avera ela hecha de kpedas he iser he al totzas hamaisa. He says, you know, we have a gzeris akaz. We have a pasuk to teach us ein shleich the dvar avera. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me ein shleich the dvar avera? Must be because without it, I would have thought that shlichus works. But I just told you shlichus only works when there's a goal, when there's something you're trying to accomplish. So I only need a pasuk to tell me ein shleich the dvar avera when it's a goal-oriented thing, where otherwise I would have thought, yesh liach, that there is shlichus to begin with. Come up with seva arogas anefesh. Go kill someone. I don't want you to do the mice of killing. I want that person to be dead. This is a goal. Pesach shaykh shlichus, ilav miyutah tekras. So I would have thought that there's shlichus. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me there's no shlichus. But in aver where the mice atzma is asr, not the totsas ha-maisa, where it's not about accomplishing anything, it's just the mice itself. Eat chazer. I don't care whether the chazer gets eaten. It's eating chazer, that's the avera. So then, even without a pasuk, it's not shaykh shlichus. He says this is what the Tshuvas Merachar Zeruah means when he talks about chalitza. Because the Gemara says you can't do chalitza al yidei shliach. Well, why not? You could do get al yidei shliach. Why can't you do chalitza al yidei shliach? So the Merachar Zeruah has a line where he says, "V'shem adibin chalitza dum yedi yibum, oshem adichsev v'cholza na alo me'al raglo." That we compare chalitza to yibum, because the pasuk says v'cholza na alo me'al raglo. That we have a pasuk that tells me that you got to do it. So you can't do it al yidei shliach. But he's saying maybe what he means is that it's not b'toras shlichus because chalitza is a maisa, that the gzeres hakasa, that it's got to be the maisa, that you have to do this maisa, and it's not only about the result. Now the truth is, I think Rav Asher Weiss points out in one of his svarim that there are really three different levels. You know, Rav Chanan is making two dinim, tzvei dinim, a din of a maisa oriented mitzvah and a din of a goal oriented mitzvah. A goal-oriented mitzvah, you have shlichus, a mice-oriented mitzvah, you don't have shlichus. It doesn't really fit perfectly, because what are his examples of a goal-oriented mitzvah? So he says, what are the examples? Mezuzah, get, and ma'aka. Can you have a guy put up the mezuzah for you? No. Because it's got to be a shliach. Can you have a guy give your get for you? No, because the guy is not par shlichus. Right? Can you have a guy build your makkah for you? You have a roof that's unsafe, so you hire a non-Jewish contractor, you call up some guy, Tony, he comes and he builds your fence around your roof. Is that okay? Yes, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But why? Why is it any different than the other goal-oriented mitzvahs? It needs to be shlichus. So Rashi points out that Rav Chanan's picture is a little incomplete. You really need to say that there are three types of mitzvahs. There are goal-oriented, there are mice-oriented mitzvahs, where it's just the mice, and that for sure is not b'torah shlichus. You can't do a shliach at all. You can't have someone else put on tefillin if you eat matzah, if you do anything like that. Then there is goal-oriented mitzvahs, like mezuzah, like gerushin, like kiddushin, like hafrashas truma, but you need an actual shliach, because it's a goal-oriented mitzvah, but it's a goal-oriented mitzvah that has to be done al yidei maisa. It's a goal that has to be done al yidei maisa. And then you have things that maisa is totally irrelevant. There's no maisa element whatsoever. It's pure goal. It's pure totsa'a. Everything's about the totsa'a. Do you have a safe home? Safe home? Good. No problem. You don't need a mark. There's no din whatsoever in the building of the makkah. There's no din whatsoever in the construction of it. So that's three levels, really. So now, what about when it comes to Mila? Is there a din of shlichus when it comes to Mila? So this is a fascinating topic. The Arzarua in Simon Kuf Zayin writes that if a father knows how to do Mila himself, he's not allowed to let someone else do it. He's not allowed to let someone else do the Mila for him. Why? So the Ketzos writes, aye, what about Shluch Shalom Kamoso, like every other mitzvah? He says, well, Mila is considered a mitzvah Shebegufo, and by a mitzvah Shebegufo, there's no Shlichus. Meaning that Mila is considered Begufo of the father, like his arm is for Anachas Tefillin. Since the Torah gives a specific mitzvah for the father to do it, even though every member of the Jewish people is included in the mitzvah of not being an Arel, apparently there's an added element that's dafka for the father. And it's a mitzvah shebegufa that's specifically for him to do and only for him to do. So the father's the one that has to do it. Or, Yeshuas Yaakov suggests, shlichus is shayich when if you make a shliach without a minoy shlichus, whatever he does is going to be ineffective. Meaning, shlichus works in cases where you need shlichus. Where minoy shlichus is what makes the maaser. Let's say you go over to my wife and give her a get. And say, oh, by the way, this is for your husband. But I never asked you to give her a get. Am I divorced? No. Without a minoy shlichus, it has no mashmalus whatsoever. You can't do anything. Let's say you go over and you mal my child. Is he mal? Yeah. So he says, any time you don't need a minoy shlichus for the shliach to do his thing and for the shliach to be effective, there's no din shlichus. So you're not. That's why. That's what he says. That's what the Arzura means when he says you can't make a shliach. Meaning, hafrashas truma. I never asked you to be mafrash truma for me, and you go, and you go to my stuff, and you're mafrash truma for me. It's not even chal. It doesn't work. Because I never authorized you. Only with my authorization you're allowed to be mafrash truma, but I never authorized you. But by mila, if someone comes and is mal the son without the father's yediyah, so then the father doesn't have to mal him again. He's mal already. So apparently for the asiyas ha-mitzvah, you don't need shlichus. So that's the second biur of the Ketzos. So again, that's the second biur of the Arzarua. So again, the Arzarua says, you don't need shlichus for Mila. And it's usher to give a shliach to do the Mila for your son. You don't appoint a shliach. So the Ketzos suggested, what's the svara? Why don't we appoint a shliach? Ketzos suggested because Mila is considered a mitzvah shebegufo on some level. It's odd because you wouldn't think so. Just like you have to put on tefillin on your own arm, not on someone else's arm. So the kid's mila has to be done by his own father, not by someone else's father. Brakara davua. It's like the kid is an extension of the father's guf. Yeshuas Yaakov suggests that no, it's because shlichus, it's ironic, because minoy shlichus isn't necessary in order for it to work, the mila would work without a minoy shlichus. So that's why you don't do a minoy shlichus. Then there's a third explanation. Sfas Emes writes that shlichus doesn't work by mila because if the father doesn't do the mila, there's a mitzvah on Kol Yisrael to do the mila. Beis Din is representative of Kol Yisrael, which means to say, what does it mean mitzvah on Kol Yisrael? Let's say the father didn't do the mila. It becomes the shliach's mitzvah anyway. That shliach is part of Kol Yisrael. See, when I make a shliach, normally, to be mafresh my truma, if I fail to be mafresh truma, let's say I never made him a shliach. My neighbor, I never made him a shliach. And I just failed to be mafresh my truma. Does it become his mitzvah to be mafresh my truma? No. But Mila is unique in that if I fail to do Mila on my child, it actually becomes his chiyuv to do Mila on my child. Without me telling him to do it. So I tell a guy, do a Shavas Aveda for me and give it back to the owner. When we say Shluch L'Shem Kamosu, he's my Shliach? No. Why? Because if I don't take the Aveda myself, it's his mitzvah anyway. You're only going to say Shluch L'Shem Kamosu when I'm the one that's supposed to do the mitzvah. Okay, so now I authorize you to be in the parsha of doing the mitzvah. I mean, you are now an extension of me. But if it's not my mitzvah anyway, it's really your mitzvah also. It's, if I don't do it, it's your mitzvah too. Right? So I can't authorize, by my authorization, you are now authorizing this mitzvah. Who are you? I'm authorizing this mitzvah anyway. It's my mitzvah now, the shliach could say. You tell me to be Meshav Aveda. I'm not your shliach to be Meshav Aveda. I'm a Jew also. I also have a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. It's not a shluch shalom kamoso. So it is a jump, meaning the Sfasemis is suggesting that the fact that it will become, even though it has not yet become, but it will become the other guy's mitzvah means he's already b'toras the mitzvah. So it makes shlichus impossible. But ein hachinami. One could have argued that no, he's not yet b'toras the mitzvah. And you could say the same thing about Shabbos Aveda. That, you know, when I see it, it's my mitzvah. L'suchel v'salim is mine now. So maybe I am authorized because it's my mitzvah more than your mitzvah. It's my mitzvah before it's your mitzvah.
What happens if someone comes and takes the child on the eighth day and he just gives him bris mila, like not with the father's rishon?
Right. So this is exactly this issue. Yeah. So first of all, would he need another bris? So probably not. But the real question is, does he owe the father money? And this is why, you know, where would you expect this halacha to be? That a bris mila and whether you can appoint a shliach for a bris mila, not a shliach for a bris. You expect it to be in Yardaya and Hilchas Mila. You know where the why is the ketzos getting involved? Ketzos didn't write in Yardaya. He wrote a ketzos hachoshed. It's on Choshen Mishpat. Why is all this in Choshen Mishpat? So it's in Shimon Pei Bei, in Simon Shin Pei Bei's in Choshen Mishpat. You know why it's in Choshen Mishpat? Because that's where we talk about stealing someone's mitzvah and having to pay for stealing someone's mitzvah. That you're about to do mitzvah, and I jump ahead of you in line, and I take your mitzvah. So that's where we talk about this. So this comment of the Yoritz Ruh is quoted by the Darkei Moshe in Yoredei, in Hilchos Mila, in Reish Samach Dal. Did you take her off the show? What? Okay. So let's take a look. Yoredei. Reish Samach Dal. Let's see, we've got to make sure it's actually there. You know what I'm discovering when you, I think this is going to change a psak. You know, when you go to the dentist and you get temporary, you get dissolvable stitches. You ever had this? So how does it work? I always assume they just dissolve and become part of your body somehow. Or they slowly melt. I've been spitting out like these hard pieces of like stitches since I did the work 3 weeks ago. So I'm starting to think it might be a chatzitza for tevila for a woman. We always assume dissolvable stitches, not a chatzitza. But if, because it just dissolves, becomes part of the body. I don't know if Poskim are aware that it doesn't. I've been spitting out so much stuff that's been in my mouth. I don't know. I've got to revisit. Okay, but anyway. That's not, it has nothing to do with Mila and Shlichus. I just thought of it because I'm spinning stuff out. Okay, Reish Samach Dalet. Hilchos Mila. Says the Darkei Moshe. Ubagos, Mordechai, Ubismak, Kosov di Isha in a Mala. Besyos, Kosov, Kosov, Arif, Arash. Sof Perkovos, Mila, Hilka, Hecha, Deleka, Gavri, Yudai, Diyadal, Mimal. Vikitz, Itza, Diyadal, Mimal. Umala Sharpidami. So first he quotes about women, that woman's not chayiv in Mila, but if there's no one that knows how to do it, and there's a woman that does know how to do it, so let her do it. Kasa bar zerua, ima av moel, if the father's a moel, asur lita in the moel acher. he's not allowed to let someone else do the milah. The girsa we have in the Yeretz Zeruah is also, that he points out in the Hagos Varus on the bottom of the page, is also lo lahaniach la'acher she'imo. He can't allow someone else to do it. Says the Rama, v'tzarech iyun. Maishna mi mitzvah acheres, diach alasos shliach b'mekama. Why should this be any different than any other mitzvah where you can make a shliach? All of a sudden, by milah, you're not allowed to make a shliach. My hand. But you can't make a shliach. Right? So we suggested three approaches as to why it is by milah you cannot make shliach. Now, if you look in Choshen Mishpat, in that shach, Choshen
Mishpat.
Oh, you have it? Okay, so you look on it. Also, oh my gosh. Okay, Choshen Mishpat, I do that every time. Choshen Mishpat, Simshin Pei Beis. So all the way at the end, not all the way, but close to the end. Shin Pei Beis, the Shach Sivkat and Dalit. Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says that Shor Shehu Omed La'Ariga Mneshu Mazikas Abrios Vilan Omed L'Ksis Mneshu Mazikas Arabim. You have something that has to be destroyed or cut down. You have an ox that's been killing people, so you got to kill it because it's being mazik. You have a tree that needs to be cut down because it's mazik people. V'kadam acher v'shachat sharze v'katzat ilan ze shalom idas habaylim. And someone else comes and decides to cut down. I'm reading from the Shulchan Aruch now. If someone comes and decides to cut down the tree or kill the ox, chayev l'shalim l'baylim k'moshe yiru ha'dayanim. Dayanim can issue a fine that you have to pay the Bailim. Why? Sharif ki milasos mitzvah. Because you stopped him from doing a mitzvah. Vim tan va'amar ata martali l'hargol katso hol v'amit l'kach harizapata. But if he comes with the taina and he says, well, you told me to do it. Okay, fine, then he's pata. And the Ramah is what to say. Vayter v'chein in Shulchan Aruch lo v'chein misha shachat chay v'of uba acher v'kisa hadam shalom idas ha'shochet. I'm shechting chickens and there's blood all over the place, and you come and you do the kisei adam without my permission. Chayiv litein, k'moshe yiru adayanim. You're going to have to pay me for that. You took away my mitzvah. B'shachat v'kisa, mishachat v'yichasa. The guy who does the shechita, the gemara darshan, the chulin, has to do the kisei. It's his mitzvah. V'yesh mishar ashunos in knas kotzu. Some say that you should give an actual set amount of money. V'hu yud zuhuvim. V'chein orush, kalamunea bailim. Milasos mitzvah say sheim ruim lasosa v'kadam acher v'asa mishalim bailim yud zuvim. Then you pay asar zuvim whenever you take away someone else's mitzvah. So they call someone up for an aliyah, and you run up to the Torah and you start saying the aliyah. So yud zuvim, you took away that guy's aliyah, you take yud zuvim. Good, right? That was the shaila. I think Rav Zilberstein had the shaila. Guy had a. I told you this, Shaila? With which? What was he?
Is that the one where, like, he's supposed to get the fifth aliyah, and he thought he was getting certain psukim, but then the fifth aliyah, but then they did it ourself,
and he said, no, I was thinking about a different one. I remember that one, too. It was a different one. I think they were selling aliyos in shul, and when they called up for shlishi, when they got to shlishi, a guy comes up to the gabbai and says, my name is whatever. So he calls him up for shlishi. And it turned out he wasn't the one that bought the aliyah. Someone else bought the aliyah. He just decided that he was going to take shlishi. So does he owe money? Does he? And the guy was stunned. The guy who bought the aliyah was like, "What is going on over here?" He didn't know. He didn't say anything because he was just like frozen. All right. Anyway, so you pay yud zuhuvim. Then says Rama, "Hayilo ben lamul, you have a son that you have to give milah to uba acheru malo chayv liten lo yud zuhuvim." But if you had already appointed a moel, and then another moel comes and does the mila, not the moel you hired, surprise, that moel, the moel did the mila, doesn't have to pay yudzuv. Why? What's the Ramah talking about? I don't understand. If it's my mitzvah, and you take the mitzvah away from me, you have to pay me yudzuv, because it wasn't your mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. So when I appoint a moel, he's my shliach. Shluch Hashem Kamoso. So he's authorized now. You're not authorized. Third party's not authorized. The moel that I appointed is authorized. So shouldn't you have to pay Yudzuvim there as well? So says the Shach. Long Shach. Hayilo ben lamum. Kasva sma ein yordeh simchavches. Vachafil tafas mafkin mine. Kiven don amen. Do gadol yosem mina mevarich. Vim sham v'lona yudavse nafshei. He gets into answering amen. But let's get past that. Then he quotes the Sma that Vidavka Shahaya Av Ba'atzma Rotsa Limol Shuchayv Baminatora Av Nasa Av La'acher Limol Uba Acher Malu Pater Mina Av Pater Share Lomana Mimenu A Mitzvah. So he doesn't have to pay the father if the father hired a mole and the second mole came. Second mole doesn't have to pay the father because the father wasn't doing the mitzvah anyway. Umin a mole pater, and he doesn't have to pay the first mole of mitzvah of the yidzuvim to be mezach of mitzvah zu, because it's not the first mole's mitzvah to be mehiknos alo av. How did the father transfer his mitzvah? And even if he does a kinyan, it's not really a transference of the mitzvah. It's just a kinyan dvarim. Could have answered amen and gotten the same bracha. The other guy is not authorized. There's no authorization that makes it his mitzvah. So it's not like he said Adam. Dam retorah v'shavach v'chisa misha shavach v'chasa. V'chein av shechayev lomel spinov ratzal lomel v'kadam achr chayev. Or if the father was going to do it and then someone else took it from the father, then you'd be chayev. Avol mein av ratzal lomel kol yisrael chayev lomel. If the father doesn't want to do it, it becomes everyone else's mitzvah. Ubediv reshamar av lomel lo zacha b'mitzvah l'chayev la'acher im kadma. Good. That's the shach. That you have no meaning is assuming that you can't make this guy a shliach to make it his mitzvah. So, like the Rama said, right? Like the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Arzurua, that there is no shlichus by Mila. And again, we have these three possibilities. Shach paskin za'alacha, that by Mila we don't say shlucho shalom kamoso, like the Arzurua. So if father knows how to do the Mila, he's got to do the Mila. We're not going to say shlucho shalom kamoso. And he brings a raya from the Rush in the sixth parakachul in Simon Ches, that if a father says to someone to mal his child and someone else comes and mals, you don't have to pay the yud zehuvim. Even though normally when you're chotef mitzvah, you do have to pay the yitzvah, you're part over here, because the shliach, it never becomes a shliach's mitzvah. But if the father wants to do it himself, it is his mitzvah, the guy would pay yitzvah. Comes along the ketzos. Simon shinpei beis, siv katan beis. And he says, we have a stira in the Ramah. Why? Because the Ramah writes in Yaradeya that shlichus works for milas benam. That you're allowed to have a shliach from Milas Bino. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Pei Beis, he writes, like the Rush, that once you made a shliach to mal your child, meaning what did the Rama really say over there in Shin Pei Beis? He quoted the Arzurua and then said, it doesn't make sense. Shlichus works for every other mitzvah, it should work here too. So the Rama really sounds like in your day is coming down on the side that shlichus does work for Mila. So how come in Shin Pei Beis, the Rama comes along and says, oh, once you made a shliach to do the mila for you, then and another mole comes and takes it from him. He's not really taking it from him because there's no reason that mitzvah belongs to the first shliach to begin with. What do you mean no reason? Shlichus is the reason. It's a stira in the Ramah. So the Plesi disagrees with the shach and says, by mila we also say shluch shalom kamosa. Plesi in yardeh simul chav ches. Why Simul Chav Ches in Yerodeo? Simul Chav Ches is not Hilchas Mila. What's in Simul Chav Ches in Yerodeo? So the beginning of Yerodeo is about Shechita. So we're talking about Kisei Adam over there. So that's the other place where it comes up. The guy who shechts the animal has the mitzvah of kisei adam. Ah, okay. So Plesi in Simon Chavches disagrees with the shach. Says, no, there's shluch shalom kavos of emila as well. Aye, the Rush says you don't have to pay the shliach hasar zuhuvim. That's talking about where the father didn't make him a shliach. He just asked him to do the mitzvah. But he never said, I'm making you my shliach. He was just sort of mechabed him. That's why Moalim will often say, don't just be mechabed me. That you already got, I already got when you called me to say, would you do the milah? Make me your shliach to do the milah. Place he says, that's what, irish shlichus by milah. And it can become the mole can become the barachi over there because he's the extension of you, but only if you make him a shliach, not if you're just mechabed him, right? Because it's a very funny minhag to have to make the mole your shliach. You already invited him, you already asked him. Isn't that the same? Says the place, you know, it's not the same. There's kibur and then there's shlichus. So you have to do shlichus. The tvuas shor in some chavches. And with this we're going to end already. The Tvor Shar in this little piece, the Tvor Shar in Simcha Chas suggests that maybe we have a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel in Perek Rav Elazar de Mila that shlichus works for Mila. What's the raya? The Gemara says, let's say you have a baby that has a beheres ba'ar lasa. One of the major sugis in Shas of Asei Dochalos Asei is a baby that has a beheres on his arla. Beheres is a type of tzaras. So there is an Isser in the Torah, you're not allowed to cut off tzara'as. If you have tzara'as, you're not allowed to just chop it off. But you have a mitzvah in the Torah to do mila. So what do? The baby's got a beheres on his arla. So what do? So I say, dochalos say. The mitzvah say of mila is dochalos say of ktsitas beheres. The father wants to do the mila, and it will be matar his son. So if there's someone else, the Gemara says, that could do the mila, who doesn't really care about being mitar the child, about cutting off the beheres. So let that someone else do it. Even though, anyway, the asei shel milah is docha the lav of ktsitas beheres, but it's efshar l'kayim shneihem by having someone else do it. Someone else who's not mechavin at all for ktsitas beheres, who's only interested in the milah. Father obviously wants his kid not to have tzaras, so he cares about that. So he's going to be mechavin for ktsitas beheres. Whereas someone else that you get to do is not going to be mechavin for ketzitzas beheres. So therefore, better have someone else do it and not have to be docha l'lase, rather than have the father do it and be docha l'lase. L'chaura says it's for sure, according to the Shach, that there is no shlichus by mila. So what does that mean, there's no shlichus by mila? It means that if someone else does the mila, whether the father said, I'm making you my shliach, I'm mechavid you, or didn't say anything at all, it's all the same. Father doesn't get the mitzvah. Baby's going to have a mila, so he's going to be covered, but the father doesn't get the mitzvah of mila. So according to the Shach L'chora, it's not efshar al yidei acher. It's not efshar l'chaim al yidei acher. Because if someone else does it, even if I make him my shliach, he's acting on his own. There is no shlichus. He's completely on his own. So it's not something I could do al yidei acher. But the Gemara assumes it is efshar al yidei acher. Oh, if the Gemara is assuming sefer al yidei acher, it means that the father could still get the mitzvah al yidei acher. How could he get the mitzvah? Shluch Hashem kamoso. It must be that there's an inyan of shlichus. So the Achronim try to, you know, that's a pretty strong kasha on the Shach. It's an afna Gemara. And it's efer al yidei acher. How could you say that there's no shlichus if we call that efer al yidei acher? So in the Masifta here, he collects four terutzim to this kasha. I'll share with you two of them that I thought were very interesting. One is a tshuva in the Ksav Sofer in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, and the Prima Gadim over there in Simon Chaf Ches. Prima Gadim in Simon Chaf Ches on that shach. And he writes, in a chinam, if the father appoints a shliach to do the milah, the father does not get the mitzvah at all. The shliach is the one doing it. There is no shlichus by mila. What the Gemara is saying, though, is we'd rather the mila get done by someone else rather than have the father be docha the isra of tzaras. Why? Because Tosas and Shabbos Kuflam and Bezon Bez writes that the reason mila is docha the isra of tzaras, of cutting off the tzaras, is because of the importance of milah. Gedola milah shenichrasu ala yud gimel brisos. It's not because star milah is a mitzvah say. It's specifically milah. Milah is really special. Gedola milah yud gimel brisos. So milah is considered a uniquely special mitzvah. Meaning, because Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos says, why not just say it's asei dochlos? Say, what do you mean gedola milah? Tosfos is bothered. He's bothered by akasha. Ktzitas Beheres is both an asei and a los asei. So yeah, asei of milah should be dochlos asei of ktzitas Beheres, but in asei dochlos asei ve asei. Ktzitas Beheres is both an asei and a los asei. So how could milah be docha both an asei and a los asei? So Tosfos says milah special. Yeah, milah's only an asei, but ooh, it's an asei. Yud gimel brisos, a really special mitzvah asei. So now, follow along, right? So Tosfos says that's what makes milah special. So the Rashba writes the reason milah is docha tzaras is because it's mitzvah sheish bakares, right? Something special, something. It's a really special kind of mitzvah. So when we can get the milah done al yidei acher, so just for that extra element of the mitzvah of the father, we're not going to be willing to be docha the ketzitzas beheres. Meaning, the specialness of yud gimel brisos, kares, all that stuff, that's taken care of when other people do it also. It's just that the father won't get his personal mitzvah of doing the milah. But the uniqueness of the mitzvah is going to happen al yidei acher also. So mela, there's no reason to allow the isser of ketzitzas beheres to happen al yidei the father, if you can take care of all those important things by having someone else do it. So the father's going to be missing out on his own mitzvah. And then the second possibility, similar, he quotes from the Sefer HaKovetz al HaRamba, that Mila Bizmana is a chiv on the father. We learn, Vayamal Avram es Yitzchak b'no ben Shmonas Yamim. So that's like the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. The guy who do the Shechita has got to do Kisei. So Mila Bizmana is that. You have a mitzvah on the father to do mila bizmana, and that you can't make a shliach for, because that's the father's mitzvah only. But mila shalo bizmana, that the father is chayev to do, we learn from himalachem kol zachar. That works for with shlichus also, even according to the shach. Ooh, so if you say like that, that changes everything. When you're dealing with the mila bizmana, say nechinami, that's what the shach was talking about, that there's no shlichus. No shlichus by milah bizmana. Aye, but the Gemara in Shabbos sounds like there is shlichus. Ktzitzas beheres is nidchal yidei milah, and apparently, but we have someone else do because we'd rather not be dochit. Aye, it sounds like there is shlichus. That must be talking about milah shalom bizmana. And milah shalom, not Shabbos. Ktzitzas beheres, not Shabbos. It's in paragraph. Laz milah bizmana, not Shabbos. So that's a milah shalom bizmana. So again, Tute roots in the Ksavsov Prima Gadim suggest that the reason Mila's Docha Tzaras is because of the specialness of the mitzvah, but the specialness has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Av. The specialness of the mitzvah has to do with the fact that the son's going to be gemalt, and that could happen on the day Acher. And the Sefer HaKovetz al Rambam suggesting that there's Zuz Mila Bezmana, Mila Shalom Bezmana. Yeah, the father has a special mitzvah that's not Nitan L'Shlichus, but that's only Mila Bezmana. Mila shalom bizmana is nitan l'shlichus. Okay, we'll leave it there for today. I don't know that I'll be back in time for shiur tomorrow. We'll try.